Good night, everybody, and welcome to the third space.
Welcome to the Hour of Power.
We got a great show for you coming up here. We have a good rivalry that I think will be put down in a steel cage podcast.
That's right. There's going to be no holds bars. There's going to be ladders. There's going to be chairs.
We're going to be seeing men doing swan dives.
You're going to have some sweaty, sweaty fun.
I think we got ourselves a good show. I think we should just get right into it.
That's right. I'm Jeremy Berkley.
I'm Kevin Weir.
Let's do this.
Well, I was gonna pretend to be a German psychologist and ask you how poo made you feel, because you've had a poo adventure.
I have had a poo adventure.
The Poo Adventures of Kevin Weir.
It wasn't like Winnie the Pooh.
Nope.
No.
Not a lovable bear who likes honey and is forgetful.
Also, it was apparently a poo. Like,
was he?
Well, he's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Is that a title?
I assume. is that
Can you be a grand Pooh?
I assume you'd be a grand poobah.
What, can you be the great imperialist poo?
Yeah, you see, he's a bear, but he also is the de facto leader of the entire forest.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Yeah. So a leader of a forest is called
a poo.
The poo.
Yeah. And it's very important to point out that he's not a very good leader, which means it has to have been something that came down his bloodline.
Yep. Yeah, it's hereditary.
It's a hereditary thing.
So
his father was Marcus the Pooh.
Those of you out there who play druids.
You're the Pooh.
You're the Pooh. Only if you're the leader, though.
Only if you're the leader. This is my druid. His name is Isilnia the Pooh. Yeah. I am willing to accept that that is how the world works. No, I had a poo adventure today.
Yeah.
Because every dog in the world has diarrhea. And it's all coming
every dog?
Every dog has diarrhea.
Thank goodness I don't have a dog.
But it's all coming into my house. Oh. That's what it is.
Oh, so they, like, all the dogs in the world congregate at your house and just spew their diarrhea everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow, every night, they sneak into the house.
I thought your walls were a little more brown.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. The house has become an elemental of diarrhea.
What we need is the devil fruit poo man guy.
Yeah.
He could get all this poo out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he could, but we both know he wouldn't.
No, this would become his castle.
No, yeah, this would be his castle. Yeah. No, they all got diarrhea. One had diarrhea, and then he got over his diarrhea, then the other one got diarrhea. And woke me up super early barking, and I'm just like, it's
about the diarrhea.
Is this dog just being a jerk hole? Why is this dog being a jerk? And I'm like, ah, then I go downstairs and I'm like, oh, there's poo.
Yep.
Not even my dogs.
So Kevin's going to be tired for this episode.
Yeah, they're my roommate's dogs. They're pooing everywhere. Probably off somewhere pooing right now.
Probably. I don't see them.
Yeah. They're out for a walk. But
they're just like children. If you can't see them, they're pooing somewhere.
That's the rule of children.
Yep.
If you can't see them, they're pooing.
They're pooing somewhere.
Somewhere there's poo going on.
Hopefully in a diaper.
Now, our topic has something to do with about poo, thankfully.
Well, it could.
We will see where we go. We always find out where we go. We get in a car, then choose a direction.
Yeah.
So hang on.
I feel like there are three taxis in front of us, and we choose a random one, and just drive me where you want to go.
Follow that taxi. The taxi's not moving. Then you did good.
Oh, my God, Kevin, now I want, like... And we need a third friend to do this with us, but I want to get three taxis, and someone like gets into the taxi and he's like, take me home. And then you run into the taxi behind. You're like, follow that cab. And then I run into the taxi behind that. I'm like, follow that cab.
Well, but that would just be all of us going to the same place.
I know, but I just think the joke is worth it. The joke is worth paying three taxi fares at this point.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. It's a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
Proud of it.
I feel like the taxi drivers would be like, what? What is going on?
Oh, I always wanted to do this.
Sweet. Punch it.
The
secret nitrous comes out. Thanks, Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how taxi drivers work. They're all Queen Latifah.
They're all Queen Latifah.
If only.
Well, she was in that.
She was royalty. Come on, man.
She was She was in the Taxi movie, wasn't she?
No, yeah, she was.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah, with Jimmy Fallon.
Was he in that?
I'm pretty sure she was opposite Jimmy Fallon.
How do I remember that Queen Latifah was in that, but not that Jimmy Fallon was in it?
Well, because Queen Latifah's so much more interesting part of it.
That's true. She is royalty.
Because it's a movie about a cop who loses his license, but they let him stay on the force, so he has to take a taxi.
Yeah. Seems like a bad movie premise.
Yeah, no, it is. I just wanted to take a moment here. I know we're going to the topic, but speaking of just driving and figuring out where you go, I saw a post on the internet that was like, good date idea, which is you and your date get in a car, and then they pick a number between 10 and 20, and you flip that many, like, pennies, and heads means left, and tails means right. And then wherever you end up, that's where your date is, which... Maybe
that just seems like someone who can't make a decision.
Yeah, I know. It's being like, now I don't have to decide at all.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that...
I will leave our date to the gods of chance.
We're at this guy's house. Guess this is our date.
Welcome to... What's your name? Scott. Scott's house.
Please leave.
Here we will sit and watch. What are you watching? Old Stargate episode. Old Stargate episodes!
Tell me more about this Richard Dean Anderson fellow. Where are you from?
Worry not, the gods of chance have sent me. Meanwhile, your date
and
is...
my beautiful wife. Not married. Not married.
Soon, my wife, the gods of chance will usher us into marriage.
If I flip enough coins, they'll tell me whether or not I shall propose. And then you must flip a coin to say yes or no. These are the rules.
The gods of chance ordain it so.
My thought of that is just like, I mean, yeah, maybe that works in a place where you're, or maybe everything's a lot more concentrated. You're living in some places that's concentrated. But we start living the sprawl.
You're just going to end up somebody's
10
house.
Lefts or rights. I'm at someone's house or I'm at the garbage dump.
Or you take just the right amount of turns that you're on the highway and you end up.
You never end.
Yeah, you get like in the left bridge or some person's farm.
you do enough turns, you head up.
I hope you like
too.
Corn, for the gods of chance have taken us to this maze.
Also called corn. I'm funny. Now we shall wed. Who is this character?
I don't know, but I want to play him.
Do you want to make out? No, no touching.
Man, I really want to play a wild sorcerer that like flips coins to decide everything.
I mean, you could just roll dice.
I know.
I mean, a coin is just a D2.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. But specifically... worships the gods of chance.
My roommate has a D30. It is distressing to look at.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's 30 sides.
Is it like non-Euclidean?
No, yeah, it is definitely non-Euclidean.
Yeah.
It is non-Euclidean shape. We should probably get to our topic.
Ah, sure. I guess we'll talk about real topic.
Yeah.
I mean, we did amp it up in the intro.
Yeah. All right. Our topic today...
Yes.
It comes from something that we technically should have talked about long ago.
Many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
But the gods of chance forbade it.
The gods of chance put their thoughts into the mind of a young man.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that. I don't know. Star Trek. We're doing Star Trek.
Yeah, it's we're doing Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically, we're doing the teleporters from Star Trek.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of different Star Treks out there. So let's narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
Because I don't know a lot about a lot of Star Trek, so I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Let's do Captain Kirk and Captain Picard only.
All right.
Star Trek and the Next Generation.
I have seen the first 4 seasons of The Next Generation, so this is where my ideas will come from.
Excellent.
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 So first let's figure out their
what it actually means.
Yeah.
So there's a central location.
Yes.
That has blue circles on the floor.
Yeah.
Run by some sort of console.
Yeah. Some sort of Irish man.
Yeah.
Will run the console.
Run the console.
Yes.
And People can only be teleported from the ship while standing on the teleporter. But the teleporter can lock onto them when they're planet side.
Yeah.
And bring them in. So I think for what that means is that we only have long. You can only like pick somebody up from a place.
Yeah.
Within a long distance. Like you can't. You can't have somebody, let's say in Calgary, because that's where we are. You can't have somebody at the Saddle Dome, and then there's somebody who has a teleporter at the Epcor Center.
Yeah.
You can't pick out that person from the Saddle Dome and teleport them to the Epcor Center. It's too close.
Well, I mean, I am...
Wait. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
However, it's also canon in Star Trek that you can rejigger teleporters.
To do pretty much anything the plot demands.
Right. But there's usually unintended consequences. Well, so you can do that, but they might come back as, I don't know, a different sex?
I am reasonably
certain. Maybe their heads were literally coming out of their ass.
There have been times that... I am reasonably certain that there's been times where they have teleported someone from elsewhere on the ship to the teleporter room. Like, as some dramatic thing.
Yeah.
And I'm also very reasonably sure they have used the teleporter to teleport someone from the surface to the bridge.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
No, yeah. No, they definitely do it. They do it with, okay, in one episode...
No. That's what happens when somebody else from another ship uses their teleporter and gets on.
No. There is a...
Yeah, because those, like, not Klingons, the other bad guys.
Yeah.
I forget what their names are. Not the Borg either.
No, I know the ones who aren't Vulcan. The
Yeah, the ones that were in the first rebooted
Romulans.
Star... Yeah, Romulans.
Romulans.
Yeah. They always teleport on the bridge and, like, have guns out.
well, it's got to use that one set.
Yeah.
But I am... reasonably sure that there is a time where they take someone from another ship and teleport them straight to the bridge. I think that works because it's in the same system.
But okay.
Because like the well, one that
you know
I'm
what
thinking
about this, I also think they've teleported somebody directly to the med bay.
You know, they definitely do that.
They definitely do
that. Yeah, they definitely do that. Yeah. Because they're like tell him pour him straight there because he's got some sort of contagious virus on him. Don't bring him through the other.
Okay,
bus.
Why do they need a teleporter room then?
I think it's just easier. I'm thinking of all the things.
Okay, so
that
for
ease of use,
you use a teleporter room.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to rejigger, and there could possibly be complications.
Yes, and then Colmini will have to like explain to you how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Except for when it's not Colmini and it's an attractive woman because there's a man coming on board.
What do you think? I can do that just by snapping my fingers? No, I've got to do the programming.
I wish Colmini had his Irish accent in The Next Generation. He was just...
Hi.
O'Brien. He was just O'Brien.
Yeah, he was just O'Brien.
He was just O'Brien.
Yeah.
And talked without his accent.
You know what's funny?
Infuriating.
First Star Trek series, there's like one engineer. Scotty. That's it.
Yeah, no.
That's it. That's all there is. Scotty. Yeah. Next Generation, there's like 40 people that work down there.
Well, there's like Geordi.
There's Geordi LaForge.
Yeah.
There's O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, O'Brien's specifically teleporter guy.
Yeah.
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 But no, Geordi has all his like little buddies.
Yeah.
And then Data is there for whenever anything gets too big for...
Because
really all you need
Something gets way too science-y, Data.
Yeah, all you need is Data.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's like... He's either the science officer, he might be the helm, like one of the helmsmen or
something. He's the science officer.
Yeah.
I think.
But he can just pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
He's a robot man.
If you are a science officer in a science fiction thing, you are God.
Well, he's also a robot.
Yeah.
There's times when like there's times when Worf comes up and tries to open a door and then Data comes up and goes, "Door open."
Yeah.
Good job, security officer. I'll just use my immense amount of strength to tear your arm straight off.
I'll use my android strength.
Yeah, you know, he uses android strength.
Okay.
So it has to be the same system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I don't think if they're on a ship,
they
can teleport someone from this part of the planet to this part of the planet. I think they have to come back to the ship, then go back out.
Yeah. You can't be from here to there.
Yeah. So
there has to be a central system.
So in that case, it might be building-wise for this world.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I can't teleport him like within a building, but I could teleport him to another building, but I can't teleport him within that building because I have teleporters.
Unless the teleporter's in there, and then you can teleport them anywhere in that building.
Yes, I mean, that teleporter does it.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so let's start with the obvious about what would change in this world. There are no fucking airports.
Yeah, no, you just teleport places.
Yeah, there's just the teleport station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you go.
Which, I feel like while the technology might be a lot more expensive, infrastructure and space-wise, much more efficient.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone just gets onto it and they all step
on their own. They get there
immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instantaneous.
Actually, there's some times where they don't even have to use that circle. They've, when the Space Irish came onto their ship in the Next Generation, they just brought
potato famine.
They brought
racism.
They brought a whole bunch of racism. But they brought the Space Irish, and it's just like a family rallying
around. Gritty toughness also, that really makes you love salt of the earth people.
Also
whiskey.
They brought like their animals and also just a bunch of hay, for set
coal.
Dressing.
They brought coal.
Sure, they also brought coal. But when they teleport them in, it's like they just teleported the land around them to be like, this will look cool.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be like those pads aren't specifically.
Yeah.
I know that one thing that's like specifically with how they work, though, is that they deconstitute a body, send it, and then reconstitute it.
Yeah.
Because that's when they do things like, in one of the episodes in The Next Generation, one of the people has a illness in them. And they figure out that by sending them through the transporter, which has, like, their DNA in it, because every time you go through a transporter, it takes, like, a snapshot of your DNA.
Yeah.
They are able to, like,
remove
return them to their...
Okay,
their
gotcha.
Proper
so
state.
There's also no disease in this world because if you've taken a teleporter, there's a snapshot of you being healthy. Also, you're immortal?
No, here's the thing.
Wait, do you lose your memories?
Here's the thing.
You'd have to lose your memories.
I think it's just for your DNA.
Okay.
So like cancer, which actually affects like...
Yeah.
That
cancer's
gone.
Not a problem.
Cancer's gone.
Not a problem.
You might
still be
able to get a common cold because that's just like a virus.
Yeah.
Anything that's virus or bacterial.
Well, I think also.
Oh, no, they might not be. They might be able to be like, oh, there's some sort of a foreign body inside him.
Here's the thing, though. We have to remember resources in the real world are not unlimited. So even if they have this technology, you don't go to the teleporter to remove your common cold.
No, you don't. You do it to remove cancer.
Cancer or, if there's an Ebola epidemic.
Just send them through the transporter.
Send them through the teleporter.
I mean, you have to worry less about, like, the thing that always comes up is they're always able to, like, tell what is happening.
Yeah.
Like, what is coming through.
Wait.
And being like, oh, there's something weird coming up with them.
Can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
O'Brien's fucking amazing.
O'Brien is amazing. No, O'Brien's amazing.
He is not only controlling the teleporter, sending people across hundreds of thousands of miles at a time.
Yeah.
He's also monitoring their entire biology.
Well, here's what I figure. They always have, like, the
Why
doctor.
Why the fuck isn't he captain?
The doctor on the ship. They always have, the doctor on the ship being like, oh, it's time for your medical checkup. No, you do a medical checkup every single time.
Every time you use the teleporter.
Every time they teleport, and you're like, no, they look good.
Yeah. O'Brien's like, your job is literally just to patch up scorch wounds.
Oh, by the way, I removed some cancer when you were heading out there. Just got a little bit around your lungs.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's done. It's all good. I had cancer? Yeah, but it's gone now.
It's gone now. Don't worry about it.
Get a little bit of brain cancer.
Why is he not first mate at least?
Well, because he has to focus on his duties. Riker's first mate because he sleeps with people.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You need a charismatic second.
No, yeah, yeah. And it's not Picard.
No.
No, no. Picard's job is to be the captain. Riker's job is to be the penis. Well, Kirk was both the captain and the penis.
I know.
And they're like, we can't do this.
We need to separate the duties.
Do we need penis on the crew? Do you not know how space travel works?
What if we come across green ladies?
Somebody has to bang the aliens.
Yeah. Someone has to.
It is in the treaties.
It's about promoting interracial discourse.
And when we got Picard into the ship, we realized that he's not going to be banging the aliens.
Nope.
No, he takes the job too seriously. So we put Riker in there. He's going to bang the aliens. Get us the data we need.
Yeah. Riker is the Fonz of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Except instead of going A, he just raises his eyebrow, and then there's a swipe cut.
In that in the Space Irish episode, there is a moment where he meets the woman whose entire job is essentially to like be his. I mean, no, she does other stuff, but
that episode where woman is literally supposed to, like, reads guys' minds.
Yeah,
and
no,
is
yeah.
the perfect mate specifically for that guy.
Well, I mean, Deanna Troi does that, and she's and they have a relationship.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about like in the Space Irish one. Literally, they like he sees her and is like, she's attractive. I'll show her around, and then they sort of walk around a little bit and sort of talk about stuff. Then they have sex, and then Riker is not seen for the rest of the episode. He's like, well, I did my job.
The penis mission has been accomplished.
He has to go and give his penis log. Like, penis log, Stardate 24312. Had sex with a Space Irish woman. Pretty much was just like a human.
Okay. I'm not a player, Kevin, but if I was a player, that would be a thing.
You're doing penis logs?
If I was a player, yeah.
I'd be like, if I was a little bit more scummy than I am.
Yeah. No, I totally, know. I would do that. And then later, I would release them as an audiobook and make a killing. You know how much that would make?
Well, I think Riker's...
By the way, that idea is now trademarked.
Riker's is a little
none
more
of your players
exciting.
That definitely listen to our episode.
I think Riker's a little bit more interesting because he's having sex with aliens, and also he's doing it for science.
Hey, I could be having sex with aliens.
I could be having sex right now. You don't know that.
You don't know, Kevin.
God. All right, teleport. Oh, STIs. I don't know. They're gone.
If I need to make it interesting and I'm a player, if these are the two things that are stipulated, then I am going for something that is perceived as more exotic.
They'll be doing some captain's logs for my penis log.
No, I have captain's logs, and that's what I call my penis logs when I fail. Captain just makes me feel better, like I'm important.
When you fail?
When I fail to get a penis log, I get a captain log instead, because it's just me.
Captain's log, Stardate, January 11th. Didn't do anything today.
I went to the club, but I struck out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have took those Viagra pills before. Should have waited.
Pop three Viagra.
By the way.
Pop three Viagras and one acid.
I read a book in university called Love Monkey.
Yeah.
And I got it from a used bookstore. It was like $2, and I just wanted something to read. Not only does this book graphically explain cunnilingus, but the main character goes to his friend who is a known player.
Yeah.
And what the player does is he's like, okay, Viagra takes 20 minutes to give you an erection. And like popped two Viagras and like, I have 20 minutes to get a girl. That's it for the night.
What?
That's literally what this character did.
What?
You go out and you know what? It worked.
No.
And the girl was super impressed in the book because he was so damn ready to bone. And with an objective look at it, I was like, that does not make sense.
No, it doesn't.
That's not something. It's not the way people think or act.
Well, I like.
But Kevin, it was amazing. You, if that happened to you in real life, if you were with a friend and he was like, okay, got 20 minutes, pop some Viagra, walked in, and then the girl was like, dang, you ready to bone?
Yeah, because that's what women sound like.
Dang.
It's like the logic behind that. Because like, wait, he needs 20 minutes to go in there, find someone, and then get out?
Well, because otherwise he has a raging boner. Listen, Kevin, you can be a pickup artist, but not if you have a raging boner.
Oh, also, he mainlines a PCB.
Yeah.
Yeah. He runs in there just swinging wildly, being like, I just don't have time for sex. Someone's like, yeah, I could do worse. At least this one can get it up.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like for being smooth for 20 minutes straight, is a hard thing. I mean, not as hard as your boner.
It's in a,
at the end of that 20
mind,
minutes.
There's a flag going up a flagpole.
This is not a dating sim.
That'd be an interesting dating sim. You have 20 minutes to seduce this woman before you get the hardest boner of your life.
Yeah, so to bring this back to Star Trek, that's what I imagine Kirk doing every single time he has to go talk to alien ladies. Pops the Viagra, has 20 minutes to solve the problem. That's why the episodes aren't longer.
Wait, every time he goes into any sort of like diplomatic debate, he pops a Viagra and goes in.
Yeah.
One time he pops it, goes in, it's like, these are all dudes.
Well, I got to finish this in 20 minutes or it's going to be really awkward. It works either way.
So he he just does it for a time. He's like, 20 minutes to finish this or everyone's going to be looking at my boner.
The scenes you don't see when he's like being a mediator between two different factions, the scenes you don't see is when he's like, y'all got to finish this because I'm going to get a huge boner and I don't even care. I'll drop my pants. And you're going to be feeling really awkward about it. You won't be able to leave, though, because this is a negotiation. That's what happens in the commercial break.
Like he also, like, warns him when he comes in. He's like, I want everyone here to know I've just popped two Viagra. We have about 20 minutes before things get awkward. Let's get down to diplomacy.
Let's get down to the business.
He's like, okay, yeah, let's do
this.
The
only way that backfires is if somebody wants to see his raging boner.
Occasionally, he just looks at his watch, like, it's about boner o'clock.
By the way, do you ever have, this has nothing to do with our topic, but
nothing we've said has been.
Do you ever have fantasies where actors from different eras are in different shows with other actors?
What?
Because I have a fantasy, Kevin, and that is to have Nicolas Cage play a member of the original Star Trek crew just to see him interact with William Shatner as Captain Kirk.
So what you want to see is Nicolas Cage and William Shatner interacting in when Shatner was in his prime.
When Shatner was in his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would that be like?
I can't even try to do it. Can't even try to do it because like William Shatner, Bill, as they call him, would be like, Captain Log, Stargate, 001-234-5. We've come across some sort of strange time-traveling human being. The following is a recording of our conversation. Not the bees! That's Nicolas
Cage.
He's
just quoting his movie.
Exactly.
Hang on.
I can't do it. Like, the thing is, I can focus on being Nicolas Cage, or I can focus on being Captain Kirk.
But they
can't do both.
They are miles apart.
They are miles apart.
Wait, this fictional dream story in your head is in Star Trek, where William Shatner is playing Captain Kirk, but Nicolas Cage is playing Nicolas Cage,
yes,
who has time traveled
back
forward in time.
Yeah,
to
time traveled back so far it's forward.
So he has seen the end of the universe and is now rapidly spinning back to his own time.
Yeah,
and along the way he meets Captain Kirk.
I've seen the end.
You can't have seen the end. Or you wouldn't be here.
And the moments before that, all the writers were like, why are we doing this?
And I'm sitting in the back being like, yes.
This is what time travel was made for. To bring Nicolas Cage back in time so that he could play a guy who went forward and back and forward in time. And
it's just convoluted enough to be a Star Trek episode.
Just barely.
Just barely.
We should probably get back on topic, but we should probably go to commercial first.
Okay.
And you know what? When we get back, maybe we'll talk about teleporters.
Maybe
we'll talk about Nicolas Cage.
Well, we did. We talked about no airports and no hospitals.
Yeah. Who knows what we're going to talk about today?
Who knows?
You know, it's a mystery episode.
Until next time.
A commercial. This episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Lyrics You Can't Understand.
We are
when you're listening to a song and you can't, you know they're saying words. You can't quite figure what they are. Sounds pretty good.
Oh, I feeling high.
Hey, I mean, he might be. You know that, that there's the title of the song in there somewhere. I'm so maybe he's saying alive, or maybe he's saying pot. This might actually be a different song, but they all pretty much sound the same when you listen to them enough. Yeah. So this episode of Third Space is brought to you by that.
Yeah. Teleporters.
Teleporters. Kevin. There's teleporters
Kevin,
out there.
There's teleporters in the real world.
Yeah. And
tell me what happens with the teleporters.
I mean, you get into a very, very, like, so much. We had this when we talked about the speed and flight stuff, is that so much of our world is transporting things. Transporting people, transporting objects, transporting all that. And once you get a reliable teleporter technology,
it solves all those issues.
It solves those issues.
Here's
so
the thing,
if,
I think
if we had a reliable teleport technology, that would be great. But if there's anything we learned from Star Trek,
shit can go wrong.
It is not a reliable teleporter technology.
Nope.
We and
I mean, it's useful enough that you would still use it.
But we're seeing it used on one ship.
Yeah,
and it's used quite a bit. It's used quite a bit everywhere because that's how you get from like the ship
to the next set.
Well, to the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no.
It's to the next set.
It usually gets to the next set, yeah. But like in-universe, that is their boat.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually do.
It's
also,
their car.
They also do have shuttles, but.
Yeah. Well, the shuttles are only for dramatic tension.
Yeah, they mostly use them. We're like, I don't want to do this on the ship. Let's do it on a shuttle.
Yeah.
They can teleport people from those shuttles.
They can.
So what you have is you have something that, well, think of the amount of times that you go from point A to point B.
A lot?
Yeah, the amount of times you go from your house to
your
place
thing,
of
though,
work.
We have, like, I don't think teleport, like, only ships have teleporters, right? In Star Trek.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, like, some buildings do, but otherwise only ships. It's not something somebody has in their home.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't have, like, I have to go to the bathroom. Right on the toilet. Oh,
just
no.
In time.
I left my poop behind. Why is there poop on the couch?
Curses.
No, the teleporter malfunction.
Again.
But like,
good thing my couch is already
brown. My point is that even if you're not doing like that, think of in-universe Star Trek. We're seeing one ship. And the amount of times that teleporter goes, the amount of times that teleporter splits someone to their good side and their bad side. The amount of times that teleporter.
There'd definitely be more hijinks in this world. Well, the thing is, you can always solve the problem, usually with more teleporting.
Usually with more teleporting. Like, we got to teleport them back together.
Yeah.
But, like, just pure, let's take that one silly thing.
The other thing we have to take about in-universe, if we're going to delve into this, though, is we only see the days on the Enterprise where shit happens. There are a bunch of days you don't fucking see where everything is just regular.
Look,
Riker's only having sex with humans. Coffee machines are not breaking. Picard has his tea.
Riker is having sex with humans and coffee machines.
Yeah. It's just a normal day.
It's a normal day.
Yeah.
No, it's
Data's saying some sciencey thing that nobody cares about.
Data's trying to figure out what it means to be human and wondering why is Riker having sex with a coffee machine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's because there are no aliens, and he's getting desperate.
I promise you, I've seen seeing the early
if you're
season,
the penis on a ship, you got to keep in practice.
Seeing the early
Riker's
seasons
going
of
through a dry spell.
Seeing God,
go ahead.
The image of Riker being like, "God, do it hot because I ever meet a lava woman doing this for my planet."
For my planet, I'm the penis on this ship.
I'm the penis on the ship.
I now want to see a Star Trek where there's a vagina on the ship.
Yeah, I mean, there's never really been, like, the woman who sleeps with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you gotta have that as well. Maybe there's a different ship. Maybe we have the Enterprise, but over here it's, like, the Gerard.
Yeah.
And the Gerard has the vagina on the ship.
The vagina on the ship.
And it's like, your job is to have sex with every alien that you can meet.
Yeah.
And they're like, why does he only have to, like, tell you afterwards, but I have to film it? Don't ask questions. This is a utopian society.
There's no discrimination here.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yep.
Also, I noticed that I have to have sex with women. And he doesn't have to have sex with men. It's the way it works.
It's just the way it works.
It's just the way it works. They walk away.
Shh.
Even in the future. even in the future.
Time to hit that old dusty trail. Okay, so one thing I think would happen, like you're right, it would solve a lot of transport issues.
Yes.
But the other thing I think that happens, and this isn't something that came up in our flight or super speed, is that it makes the world so incredibly small.
Yeah.
Right? Like teleporting to China is not different than teleporting to Seattle.
No. You can go like anywhere you want. And it almost makes you wonder that because like the big thing with Star Trek is that like everything's unified.
Yeah.
Even when you go to Earth, like it's all pretty much like one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Picard is a English man from France.
Yes.
So, you know, they can get along.
Anomaly.
but I wonder if teleports are like the first thing they figured out and they're like, wow, these borders don't really mean anything because I can just like go anywhere.
There was probably a time where like some bad people got a teleporter and they tried abducting people. But if you have a teleporter, you can just teleport those people out of that situation.
Well, think of like the police. Yeah. Like if there's a...
It's also such a wide, like, part of the teleporter is a wide biometric scan.
Yeah.
So you could just find people really easily.
Yeah.
So missing persons, not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
Kidnapping, not a problem anymore.
No.
Hostage situation, not a problem anymore.
Yeah. Because you just like...
Criminals on the run, not a problem anymore.
Yeah. You just send the police, teleport them right in.
Yeah.
But now there's a good cop and a bad cop because the teleporter split them.
Well, good cop, bad cop.
That's how they make them.
That's another problem solved.
You'll be pure good cop. You'll be pure bad cop.
Look, I don't think I can control my other half anymore. Damn right you can't.
Okay. I'm just thinking of like other things that happen with the teleporter. So many things happen with the teleporter. I swear there's been times where, like, it's sent them through time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that came up once.
I'm sure when they teleported through, like, a nebula. Oh, this is something that's true, though.
Yeah.
Is that by sending somebody through teleporter.
Yeah.
Through some sort of static field definitely has a adverse effect.
It does, yeah. Yeah, you have to be careful. Well, I mean, that's why they always have the thing where, like, O'Brien's, I can't send them through this.
I can't walk on, Captain.
He's not... No, he's only Irish in name.
I know.
Cole Meany couldn't do his thing. Because they're like, look, we have Picard. That's enough
UK.
There are way too many non-Americans on this ship. This ship is American. I mean, sir, the ship's actually from Earth. You mean America? We got an American ship. Flew up to the American space.
Welcome to the USS Enterprise.
United States Solid Enterprise. Sir, this is like all nations. No, America.
America.
Well, what about that alien? American now.
I slept with it. It's American now.
That's my green card.
I mean, that's how America goes, right? They just walk on something and put their flag on it, and then it's American.
I mean, it's like what we're doing with that island with Denmark.
No, that's solved now.
Oh, they solved the thing.
Yeah, I think they split it down the middle.
Yeah, of course. That would
go. Which means who's getting whiskey?
Yeah.
Who's getting the whiskey now?
I like imagine they just put it really close to the border now.
Yeah.
Boop. I mean, if I just kick it over, you can have it.
There we go. Hey, boo-boo. I found some whiskey on this island.
I wish we could go home, Yogi.
Well... We can, but I got this good old whiskey.
You have a drinking problem, Yogi.
You shut your mouth.
Oh, no. The later years of Yogi and Boop. You killed him, Yogi. You killed the forest ranger.
Well, Boo-Boo, he kept on taking my picnic baskets.
Let's get to the teleporter, Yogi. Get out of here.
All right, Babu. Captain Kirk, are you coming? Please beam me right up there.
Yogi Bear's now on the crew.
Tell me, Yogi, what's going on? Why are you a talking bear? Why?
What sort of alien species is this?
And how can I sleep with it?
He'll find a way. He always does.
Even in space, sex sells, Kevin.
Yeah, it sells everywhere.
Yep.
All right, so, man, like, the thing is, like, it just, like, I'm trying to think of anything that it, like, more problems it adds other than just.
I just think there are hijinks. There are hijinks that happen, you know, three, four times a month.
Let's go to the extreme. Let's imagine that the teleport technology is not only in the world, it is commonplace.
Okay, so it's in everybody's home.
Yeah, because it's our guess on ships. We're talking about, like, teleport technology is the most common thing.
Chimeras everywhere.
Jesus, what?
Yeah, well, because we've determined that sending somebody through a static cloud has adverse effects, and things can get mixed up or rearranged, right?
So too many people teleport at once.
Yeah.
And you just got, like, weird mixtures.
Yeah.
This is Jim Sarah. Used to be Jim, and used to be Sarah. Now it's Jim Sarah.
There are only so many teleporting frequencies you can operate on.
Then they might have to put in some sort of, like, safety thing where essentially, like, all right, I want to teleport, and then it rolls through all the frequencies. It's like, sorry, can't teleport.
Estimated waiting time 30 minutes.
This is what I get for living downtown. If it was in the suburbs, I could teleport everywhere. I just want my peas. Walk over and grab your peas. I want them teleported to me.
I want my teleportation peas.
Teleport peas to me.
Also, there'd be people trying to mix shit on purpose.
Yeah, you'd be having some weird genetic experiments.
They'd be like, man, I love butternut squash, but I want it in snap pea form. Can I combine these two into one superfood?
What if I take a Twinkie and I take a Joe Louise, and I combine them together? Ah, Twinkie Louise.
Can I combine Frankenberry and Count Chocula into one fantastic cereal? You don't need a teleporter for that, John. You don't need the teleporter for that, John.
Maybe signs are doing weird things where they're like, I have a cow over here, I have a chicken over here, I put them together, and now you get beef poultry.
Milk eggs.
You milk eggs. You crack the eggs, milk comes out.
Pow! It's sour.
Terrible. Why'd I make this? No one wants this.
I like that scientist, though. He's like the emerald of science. He's like, take a cow, take a chicken, put them together. Pow, that's some flavor.
It's disgusting. Here's a fish. Here's a strawberry. Bam, fishberry. It's terrible. I'm emerald.
You take a Swedish person and a fish. Bam, Swedish fish.
Bam, Kraken. Now you got yourself a Kraken. Going to steal women, carry them back to the sea. Might be the creature of the Black Lagoon. Doesn't matter. Also a Kraken.
But I think people would try and combine foods like that.
Here's a tree. Here's a bird. Bam. Flying tree.
And you know what? All food would eventually just become one thing because people would keep combining shit.
Yeah, you'd have the gray.
Yeah.
Hey, did you have some of the gray today?
Yeah, I had some of the gray. The gray's really gone downhill. I think we need to add something new to it.
Here's cinnamon. Put in the gray. Cool. Cinnamon gray. Cinnamon gray crunch.
Cinnamon gray crunch.
The crunch are the Beatles.
That's not what cinnamon is.
No. The cinnamon.
Oh, you added Beatles too.
Yeah, no, he also added Beatles.
He also added Beatles.
Because Emerald's crazy.
Yeah.
I put bugs in it. I'm a chef.
Well, bugs are just another form of protein, though.
You're a madman. That's what you are. You are a madman.
Emerald, stop. Your food experiments have gone too far.
What are you doing here, William Shatner?
I've come from the past.
I take William Shatner. With my good
friend, Nicolas Cage.
And I take Patrick Stewart. I put them together. You get a monster. He doesn't know what he is.
Duty is the most important. I would like to sleep with you.
Wait, so wait, if you put them together, you get Sean Connery?
No. I mean, kind of.
So William Shatner plus Patrick Stewart makes Sean Connery.
Yeah, except where do you get the misogyny from?
I'm willing to say William Shatner.
I mean, he's a little misogynistic, but that's mostly that's just the character he plays.
Well, how about you take a little bit of shaving, a little bit of rind off of, I don't know, let's just say Trump. Just walk up behind him and just go, I'm going to take a little bit of this.
That's where his hair went. To create Sean Connery.
And now we have ourselves a guy who's cool to watch in movies. Don't really want to hear him talk in real life.
Come over here. You've got a sweet bottom. Let me squeeze it. Gently. Gently.
I take boobs. I take a butt. I put them together. It's just a boob and a butt.
Boob butt.
I'm Emeril. That's not what he says.
Emeril is an avid listener to our
podcast.
I'm actually being
very similar to Cake Boss. I might be doing Cake Boss.
You might be doing Cake Boss.
I'm Cake Boss!
I mean, I think we can determine that at this point, chefs are just the scientists of this world.
No, I can see that.
Yeah.
And they're given access to immense amounts of funding to do whatever they want. The Cooking Channel would be insane.
It would.
Oh my god, TV. So you'd be like, do you want to come in and watch Chopped? Your secret ingredient is really anything. And here's a teleporter. Here's two teleporters.
Your secret ingredient is the gray.
It's always the gray. It's not a secret ingredient. All the nutrients you need in one gray mound.
Yeah, mound is the correct word. The mound is definitely the correct word for that.
It has been described as edible.
But is it eatable?
We're going to find out. So you just have to make new versions of the gray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if all food is just the gray.
I mean, it has all the nutrients you need. But like, it's like if you take too many flavors of anything, just cram them together, eventually just starts tasting bad.
Okay, so if teleporters are everywhere...
Yeah.
There's only the gray left for food, yeah. And everybody's a chimera.
I mean, do you think... I think there's a few chimeras. I think most people are like, oh, I will subscribe to this not using a frequency that is
It's
covered over. But every so often it'll be an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's the equivalent of car accidents. Except for instead of, you know, having to go through insurance and having to, like, you know...
Car accidents are super common, Kevin.
Yeah, but in this one, they're not car accidents, they're chimera accidents. And now what is once two were one, and there's like laws about it. You technically own both houses that you lived in and all the property.
Yeah, the property of those two people. But then it becomes weird if it's a marriage thing, because technically both partners are joint owners on a lot of stuff.
No, they have to figure that out. There's probably like some sort of like prenup situation where like if you become a chimera, I get all the stuff.
I get this shit.
I have legal right over all the things if you become chimera-like.
Chimera-like, yes.
Chimera-adjacent. if you just for fun, if you buddy Greg, though, you know, they can probably find a way to split them up.
Yeah, well, that's the hijinks, right?
that's the funny part.
That's the fun part. Also, where they get split into good and evil.
So there's a lot of times when they're just like...
There'd be a lot of times where, like, the good half of you would get home late, and you go back, and there's, like, the bad you in bed with your wife, and you're like, you cheated on me!
Honey, that's the bad version! What?
Oh, I thought they were better at sex.
I should have known by the goatee.
I should have known because they were better at sex than you.
I'm sorry. Look, we're going back for a fusion tomorrow. Just hold on until then.
But what about a threesome, honey?
No, I don't know.
Not having a threesome with myself.
No, that's just masturbation. Masturbation. Good side and evil side. One of y'all is a freak, at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. You don't actually know which one.
No, maybe. Because you could be a good freak.
You could be a good freak.
You could be freak A,
yeah.
But all about the consent.
Just like Riker.
Does Riker ever ask?
Oh, no. Riker is turned on by consent.
Oh.
There's an episode where there's a woman who's essentially a slave woman, and he's, like, doing his whole moves, and she's like, if you ask, I will do it. And he's like, no, I want, like, you, these, like, this is a two thing. Like, you have to also be on board. And she's like, oh, I think I want to. And he's like, yes, consent. Like, Riker goes from, like, flaccid to hard at the drop of enthusiastic yes.
I mean, I feel like most guys do.
But no, but Riker, unless if he gets like enthusiastic, yes, nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
No, he can't possibly comprehend.
Even
it.
Immune to the powers of Viagra.
Yeah, no, it will not work. He'll bob and be like, this is, now here's the thing. I'm not consenting to this.
Yeah.
No, my penis isn't consenting to this Viagra. That means it can't get hard. No, Riker is super turned on by consent.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's
thanks, Star Trek.
It's good. No, Riker doesn't, as far as I know, doesn't. In fact, there's an entire episode where someone claims that, like, Riker forced himself on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's not possible. He can't get it up.
it's not possible. It's not physically impossible. Mystery lady. Joke's on you. You framed the wrong sex hound.
You forgot about his fetish for consent.
You forgot about the golden rule of consent.
Yeah.
No, the gods of chance have forsaken me.
They have given me a man who can only go up by hearing yes.
That's not admissible in court. No, really, Your Honor, I can only get a boner if somebody says yes.
Like they have to agree. And it's weird. It's like a truth detector.
I know if they're lying.
I know if they're lying. If you just say it and you don't really mean it, it won't happen.
It won't happen. And I'll know you were lying to me. I know you were lying to me. You know how much that hurts my soul? That you would lie to me, Your Honor?
Man, why do I feel bad now? Of course I'll sex with you, Riker. Bam, there we go. See?
There we go. Damn. Look, it. Boner.
Damn it, I meant it.
Damn it. Damn it, I meant it?
Yeah.
This is no time for regrets.
We talked about teleporters for a very short amount of time. This is a Star Trek episode. We talked about Star Trek. Let's do some sort of wrap-up on teleporters.
Okay, so no airports. Hospitals kind of become obsolete, but there's probably still clinics.
Yeah, because you can wipe away anything that's like DNA defects or something like that.
It solves a lot of crime.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, issues about people who hide in the shadows and try and stab at you.
Yeah.
I stab at thee, stab.
You know, they try to stab, like, through a teleporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It solves a lot of those issues.
Yeah.
So globalization, I think the world is more peaceful with teleporters, except for all the fucking chimeras.
Wait, does being a chimera obviously make you less peaceful?
No, it doesn't.
It just combines two minds.
Well, yeah, but also, like, imagine if it doesn't go quite well and it's just, like, a howling beast of pure pain.
Okay, so then every so often there are, like, feral chimeras.
Yeah, also there are good and evil twins.
That's true. Occasionally you will have a good and evil.
Yeah, and
aside.
The evil twin will be like, how can I use this teleporter to take over the world?
Fortunately, he is exactly as strong as the good twin.
Yeah.
Who will be like, no, let's go get fused again.
We are not complete apart. Wait, if Riker was split into good and evil?
Was there a good one?
Like, what?
I'm trying to remember if there was a good version, an evil version, and a normal version.
Oh, that wouldn't make any sense, though.
It wouldn't.
Like, good and evil version totally makes sense.
It wouldn't, but it's also like first season Star Trek.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Man, doing a Star Trek episode is always intimidating because there's people out there who know Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there will probably be
I feel like we made all safe assumptions.
There are so many things that you could have said about teleporters. Did you know that they use this much energy to do these things? And they have used them to... They've teleported bombs into places.
Yeah. So you know what? You should just send us your questions then.
They've teleported bombs into places.
Yeah. So?
Just put a bomb somewhere.
Yeah, but they're always timed bombs.
You can deal with time
bombs.
You
just teleport
bombs.
That back.
Oh, you're just playing
pop potato.
Okay.
It's not a winning strategy. Maybe you get lucky a few times and it works okay. Most of the time it's not going to. You know why? Because you teleport and they're like, oh, there's a timer on this bomb. And then they wait till there's 5 seconds left and they teleport it back to you and you're dead.
Fair enough.
It's a bad strategy.
I guess one person would do it and be like, I screwed up.
I done goofed.
I should have set the timer for much shorter. Much, much shorter.
Done goofed. Yeah.
If you like that episode.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, give us a... Or tell your friends. Some reviews.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends about us.
If you have questions or would like to point out something that we fucked up.
Talk to your doctor about us. Talk to your doctor about the third space.
Ask your doctor if the third space is right for you.
He'll usually say, sorry, what? I don't care.
Or you can tweet at us at Third Space Cast. Or individually, I'm at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
You can also email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or check out our website, thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to plug this in here. You can check out my other podcast, which is Mysteries, Outsiders, and Abs, which is a teen drama fan cast I do with my sister.
You're such a shill, Kevin. No, seriously, check out Kevin's other podcast. I don't listen to it, but I bet it's great.
Thanks, Jeremy.
No problem. I listen to all the Level Zero ones.
Yeah, all three of them so far.
It just so happens that I'm not really interested in team drama.
Yeah, that's fine. I watch them because they do for a podcast. My sister's really into them. So,
yeah. So as long as it's good.
Hey, that's the bit.
That's the bit.
That's the bit.
That's the joke. That's the joke. The goof.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, your family about us, your frenemies about us, your enemies about us.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about us.
All right. What do you want to do?
Except for maybe Emerald. We kind of torched him this episode.
Don't tell Emerald. Don't tell Emerald. Cake Boss either, just to be safe, because I think I might have been doing Cake Boss.
Yeah. Either of those people, steer a little bit clear.
Yeah, next episode.
Definitely tell Nicolas Cage, though.
Yeah, please. Tell Nicolas Cage everything.
Tweet at Nicolas Cage. Join us next week on The Third Space, where our episode will be visually described for the hearing impaired. Until then, you're a cool person from a cool place.